Bonjour. Bonjour à tous. I'm going to speak English on behalf of the IFLA Unimark collectivity. I have the big great pleasure to welcome all the audience and especially welcome such a great French audience. French colleagues are a major community of Unimark, and we were very happy that NCIP accepted to have this meeting here this time. This is the third time we have this international user group, Unimark user group, a meeting. First time this was in Lisbon in 2006. Next was Florence in 2008, and we have the third today. We hope this initiative will continue each 2 years in different parts so that we get in contact with as much different communities using Unimark as possible. I will be just doing a brief introduction to what is UCA, Unimark Core Activity. This is a body within IFLA, and then showing where we are on the internet, what are our activities. Maybe this is most of you already know about this, but this is just introduction to this working day, and then Alan will give more details about what's going on in the permanent Unimark committee. I'll move here. I'll be talking very briefly about 2 points. One is something about the strategy and the goals of the Unimark core activity, and then introducing briefly the program of today. About the strategy of the Unimark core activity, we have defined for the last 3 years, 2007-2009, four main goals. The first one and most important is to ensure maintenance and development of the Unimark formats in alignment with other MARC formats and also with other bibliographic standards. We just revised these statements yesterday for the next 3 years. These goals will have not so many changes because the goals continue to be the most important, but for example, we have eliminated the new bibliographic standards. We will have continue to have new bibliographic standards, of course, but we will ensure alignment with any of existing and upcoming bibliographic standards. Second goal is to enhance the use of Unimark on the web and also the interoperability with other bibliographic data standards. This relates with conversions and protocols that transmit Unimark data between systems. The third goal is to improve the updating and availability of Unimark documentation. Unimark documentation is the Unimark manuals in their official versions. But also not just Unimark manuals, but also guidelines and maybe other things in the future if we think this is recommendable and important. Our goal 4 is to advance knowledge of Unimark and its usage and promote mechanisms and actions towards sharing expertise and improvement in user support. This is precisely why we are here today. This is one of the having this meeting is one of the actions that we included in under this goal 4. It is important for the standard itself, for its maintenance, for its accuracy, that we people in charge of doing that maintenance have close contact with the user communities, and that we develop also other means that many times follow these kind of meetings to exchange ideas, experiences, and we will be looking forward, for example, to have knowledge of other languages, translations of UNIMAC documentation, any books teaching UNIMAC and things like that, and also the teaching activities in different countries. So these strategic goals, they will have minor changes in the next 3 years, but basically these are quite stable goals that will continue. The most important ones are, of course, the maintenance of the UNIMAC formats. So in these, in their different aspects, bibliographic authorities, holdings, and classification, and the alignment with other standards. Most of the, or at least many of the updates done in UNIMAC in the last few years have to do with aligning either with MAC 21 or complying with new things of new developments of ISBD, ISBN number, the conceptual models and cataloging principles, and in the future with RDA stipulations probably. Now about something about where we are and who we are. The UNIMAC core activity is a body within IFLA. Is a core activity. This means that has a slightly different status, different from sections. The core activity is hosted by the National Library of Portugal, could be elsewhere, but it happens that it is in our library precisely because we are UNIMAC users. This is the first page of our website. We have on the news what things going on. This is the case now. The most recent news is about UNIMAC 2010, so this meeting. We have more details and links to the program and registration. We have all about past conferences where our group had sessions. Usually we have one session at each IFLA conference, and here you can see the topic and then you can see the papers on the conference website. The Permanent UNIMAC Committee is actually the body, the group that does the updates to the UNIMAC formats. Here is the general page of the PUC, as we call it, the current members, the terms of reference, and also the PUC activities. For each meeting, PUC usually works having a meeting once a year, a very intensive meeting that lasts usually 2 days. And this happens usually in March. This was precisely what we were doing the last 2 days here in Lyon. We had the PUC meeting, and we will have the minutes in some time. So, but you can see here all the minutes of the previous PUC meetings. Also, we have related UNIMAC and MAC resources in this page. Groups or like the CFU or departments of libraries that have departments concerned with MAC formats or related standards. So you can see Library of Congress and MABI and the Canadian Committee on MARC and OCLC formats and standards. And the contact addresses for the persons. I'm the director of this UNIMAR collectivity. Alan Hopkinson is the chair of the permanent UNIMAR committee. Then we have a page with publications. We have, for example, all the activity reports of the UNIMAR core activity, one per year. And then I'll just highlight the two, the major publications of the UNIMAR core activity. First one is that you know already, the last edition of UNIMAR Bibliographic. This was published in 2008. Last edition of UNIMAR Authorities, this was in 2009. We also have, not published by Zaur, but on, only on the website, UNIMAR Holdings. This was finished in 2007. Was it 2007 Holdings? 2006. Yeah. It was only subject to corrections in 2007, so this is only online as a PDF. We have also UNIMARC classification. This is a project, let's say, to be completed, we hope, by 2011. This has been this has been waiting to be finished for several reasons. One of them in the last few years was the priority given to the bibliographic and authorities format, but this will be completed, we hope, next year. Also, we have the a set of guidelines, UNIMARC guidelines, for giving a recommendation how to use the, not how to catalog, but how to use UNIMARC regarding different types of materials, like older monographic publications, like component parts, etc. And this in 2010, we hope to finish guidelines for manuscripts. Another thing that we have on our website is information about mappings. We have collected here whatever mappings we know about. So mappings to Dublin Core, mappings to EAD, also some information about UseMarkOn, which is a piece of software that provides facilities for converting MARC records from one to another MARC formats through the UNIMARC. And also about this, it would be nice that anybody knowing about relevant resources for this page could send us relevant information so that we keep this updated with the latest and more relevant information for UNIMARC users. And now the program of today. The program of today, we can divide it into these parts. This first presentation and also a report by Alan Hopkinson that will talk about latest developments of UNIMARC, what is going on in the revision and update of the format. Then we will have a very interesting session about the circulation of UNIMARC records in France. This is very interesting because it's not often that we have collected information about record providers, their issues and their experiences, and this is very useful. Then we will have a session in the afternoon about the use of UNIMAC in other countries. And I will be introducing this session in after lunch, showing the results of a worldwide survey that we did in 2008 to know where UNIMAC is used, who is using it, which languages we have knowledge that it is translated, and so. And I will present this. This was first presented in 2008 in the IFLE conference in Quebec, with some more details of French-speaking countries that I got from Annick Bernard. Then we will have much more interesting, I think, information from Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. So UNIMAC users will be from these countries will be here to give papers, and then UNIMAC in other countries. And we will have someone from Russia, Italy, and Portugal. I think this is a great program, and I will pass the word to Alan.